This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw this morning. Saturday morning, March the 8th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Norcross. You got anything to say about Norcross?
No.
Thoughts about Norcross 85 up there? And
I have no beef with Norcross.
You don't have to have a beef with them, but you enjoy yourself when you go up to Norcross.
It's nice.
Yeah, I got no problem with Norcross.
That's what I'm saying. I have no beef with Norcross. It's all good.
That should be a book title.
I have no beef with Norcross.
There you go.
I think if I have a book, I think I'll come up with a different title than that one. I think.
All right. Well, again,
I might take that one, Greg.
You might take that one
as an autobiography of my dad's life story. I have no beef with Norcross.
That's a
mailman's tale.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But see, no, that's applicable.
That makes sense. They see, and I just gave somebody, a title there. Somebody's going to write something in Norcross, and I'm going to use that.
Are you going to try to get a cut of that?
I don't get a cut of biscuits and gravy, the biscuits and gravy game that they do with the Corky Kell. Which I came up with.
You came up with that?
I came up with that. I bring Sam along with us because it was on our show.
Okay.
I don't get anything from Pete's Place. They call that where Georgia State plays football because of the big donor for Georgia State.
I've never heard it called that.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. But people who go to Georgia say, where's the game at? Is it Pete's Place? Right, so Sam,
is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Are you sure?
Ask Sam when he gets back.
Okay.
This is Jason Longshore, and of course he'll be on the call for Atlanta United Red Bulls, which you can hear on Star 94. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30. But we've also got other action. We've got college basketball, Arizona at Kansas, 3:45 pregame tip at 4:00, and tonight Hawks versus Indiana. We were at that game. Where were you Thursday night?
I was in LJ doing a high school soccer game.
Yeah. That's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
There's pictures.
Okay.
I was there.
Well,
they had tacos.
There's
it
pictures
was really
of Will
good.
Chamberlain holding up a little thing here that says he scored 100 points.
It was not a conspiracy. Garrett, don't get any ideas out there. There were real tacos that were had. There are pictures, there are video, and you can listen to the broadcast back if you want to.
Well, we had ourselves a big time out there. It was 92.9 the
game. You had a flashback there.
This happens from time to time. Even Al Michaels every once in a while will say ABC, and then he's on NBC. It happens when you've been doing this for a long time. I didn't get the whole thing out. I just
You stopped yourself.
I walked by. Anyway, 92.9 the game night out at the Hawks game. Y'all leave me alone. Sam wouldn't even have picked up on that, by the way.
Mm.
But seriously, this is what I wanted to do top of the hour. Now y'all making me, feel a certain kind of
this
way.
Is nothing new.
I need to take a second, and you will all, with me, understand what I'm about to do. We want to just take a second. We're sending some prayers out to our own Rick Caffey today. Their services are going on for his pops. Mm-hmm. And Sierra, his daughter, who has become like a little niece to me. She's also an actress. She has a speaking role. She just has a speaking role. I don't know how much she says, but in the new Tyler Perry movie.
Nice.
The one with the I can't think of the name of that thing. About the women who delivered mail during World War II.
Oh, yeah. The 888.
Thank you.
666.
Yes. She's in that movie. Nice. But she's been, you know, hands in the dirt going to, you know, workshops and classes and all of that for the last X amount of years. But I met her when she was, I think, still in high school, you know, and so I'm happy to see that. But so she and Rick and I have become very tight. Rick was there for me when I was going through what I was going through with my father. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make a point of saying that we're sending prayers out to the Caffey family today and have been throughout this week. And this today will be a day for them. So I want to take that second. Again, Jason Longshore and Noel, we're all here and filling the large shoes of Sam Crenshaw. He will be back tomorrow, but he is down in there and covering the high school tournament. And him and Kyle Sandy are having a big time. They've been sending pictures back. Bucky's here. I show you what we sent to Sam. Thursday night, Noel and I, this is, if you listen to our show.
Okay.
Cold pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
You don't know that that's like a thing?
I didn't know cold pumpkin pie was a thing.
Sam,
explain.
Sam will always, especially during, obviously, when Thanksgiving comes around, but his most vivid memory of covering the Falcons on the road for a Thanksgiving Day game, they were up in Detroit, and he, as a media member, was looking forward to the meal they were going to be given on Thanksgiving up in Detroit.
Yeah, you would think.
And all he said was he didn't talk about the meal so much, but they brought us some cold pumpkin pie. And he is just beside himself and brings that up regularly, or anything having to do with Detroit. This is, man, at least make sure they don't give you no cold pumpkin pie. I was like, what's wrong with cold pumpkin pie? I love getting it out the refrigerator, cutting a piece and eating. He said, no, man, I want my pie heated.
I will generally heat it. It's okay cold, but yeah, I'll heat it. I'll heat it and then.
There's nothing wrong with cold. I was like,
no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's better heated.
But it's not bad. It's what you like.
No, it's better heated.
It is what you like. How do you feel about sweet potato? Anything.
I don't like sweet potato pie, but I like sweet potatoes a lot.
Why don't you like sweet potato pie?
I just don't.
Got to educate you a little bit more.
I just don't like it.
Okay.
Well, I'd rather have pumpkin pie. Rather have apple pie, honestly, but that's just me.
But the pumpkin pie, the cold pumpkin pie from Thursday
night. Key lime pie. Give me that one.
I like me some key lime pie. You got a favorite piece of pie?
It might be key lime pie, actually.
Really?
Now that I think about it, I don't have a power rankings of pie right now. Yeah, it'd probably be key lime pie.
For you young broadcasters, this is how you garner ratings. You have conversations about your favorite piece of pie.
Yeah. That's how Stephen A. Smith gets the big bucks.
That's how you get a $100 million contract.
Yeah.
Strawberry rhubarb pie. That's mine.
Okay.
If you can make it, my mother made it.
Somewhat outside the box.
Well, you get your rhubarb pie, you get your strawberry pie, but you combine the two, forget about it.
It's not common, let's say.
No. And German chocolate cake, as far as my cake.
Tres leches cake.
Yeah, those are mine. We were going to be spending some time talking about the NBA, and you have any thoughts on this Hawks team as it currently exists, knowing that the chances of them making any sort of noise heading into the playoffs. Listen, get there, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's one twisted ankle away from that team that you fear from leveling the playing field.
Or NYC cop, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. But how are you feeling about your local team right now, man?
I do. We're going to talk to Caleb Johnson in a little while about the Hawks specifically. I want to get into a different aspect of the NBA because we might not have a chance to later. This is a really interesting day in the NBA because you've got a huge game between two huge franchises.
Okay.
And now I think huge stars on both sides. You got Lakers Celtics tonight. And that could be a finals preview, right?
If you don't want to give Cleveland their due, it could be.
I said it could be. I'm not saying it is. I'm not going to go there and completely disrespect Cleveland and Oklahoma City, but it could be.
It could be.
They're second each.
The way the Lakers are playing right now, it could be. It's not out of the realm of possibility. We don't have this conversation before the Luka trade. So yeah,
No, not at all.
I guess it could be. And you have stars there. You have everything that you want as far as a broadcast. You want two iconic names.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have stars on each side.
And you got both coasts involved, so it's, it's not going to be the old, and we've been doing this a lot this morning, it's not going to be the old Lakers Celtics.
No.
But it's pretty good. It could be a pretty good rivalry for a little while.
How long do you see that man in the orange and orange in the purple and gold playing?
Which one?
Well, there's only one old one that we talk about.
Yeah, but he's not. Luka's gotten in a little bit better shape too, I think.
Yeah, oh, he has to.
Yeah,
between JJ Redick and LeBron,
yeah,
you almost have to, and especially knowing that this is how the conversation I would imagine went. Okay, we've got you now. You love it here. We can see. We can tell that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a contract extension, or you have a new contract that's around the corner. If you want to sign here, and we'll give you everything that you want, but you got to put yourself in shape, and you got to change your attitude, because we're going to give you players around you. Now, this is J.J. Redick doing this, and I'm sure LeBron is kind of like the Nick Saban. He'll come in and close it, but I think that them selling him on the fact that and they said this about a couple players that were sort of roly-poly when they first landed, and then they've changed. Like, well, we talked about Jokic and what he's doing. First guy to get 30, 20,
30, 20, 20. That's insane.
How about that? How about that, right?
That's crazy.
For a dude who can't jump up a curb.
Eh.
Right?
20, just the assist part of it is what blows my mind.
Right.
Like, rebounds, okay. I mean, it's hard to do, trust me. But, you know, the 20 assists is hard to do for anybody if you don't score any points.
From that big man, too.
From that guy to do it, that's incredible. That's one of the best individual performances you've ever seen.
They said that, well, obviously that's never happened before.
Is it more impressive than the alleged 100-point game for Wilt Chamberlain? I think
yes.
It might be.
It absolutely is, because Wilt Chamberlain was taller than everybody
there,
and there was no contention at the rim. It wasn't the same thing. There wasn't a Nate Thurman there.
No.
His family would be happy to hear that we mentioned him today. And speaking of people who are old.
That's a transition. Okay.
Like that. Today, he's still with us. Hey, hey with the monkeys. Mickey Dolenz is 80 years old. And I bring this name up because that dude actually hit on a date of mine once.
I did not see any of this transition happening right now.
I did some work with VH1 long, long time ago, and it was sent out to L.A. for Life Cares concert. It was one of those charity events out there, and he was one of the people there, and the person who I was dating at the time being came with me, and we were all at this one big table, and he had a bunch of martinis, and he's, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And he started hitting on
So I don't have beef with Norcross, but you've got beef with the monkeys.
I got beef with the monkeys. Well, actually, I don't. I thought it was actually kind of, because nothing ever happened, and it made for a great story that, you know, your lady got hit on by one of the monkeys. Like, if Mick Jagger ever went, and by the way, I got a question about that. See, we'll come up, that's with the casting call. I'll save that, because Mick Jagger made an appearance last week, right? And I have a question having to do with rock stars.
Okay.
That I want your opinion on, because I know you will give me an informed answer.
Oh, boy.
You got to put your safety belt on when you come work this show, right?
Yeah, this is not at all where I figured
you,
we
man.
Would be at 8:15 in the morning.
Noelle is laughing her behind off over there. This is great. It is Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore. I'm just getting set for tonight's broadcast.
Yeah.
A lot of quick running around going on. Got to get your eyes prepped.
Sure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore is in for Mr. Crenshaw, who, by the way, joins us. He is down covering things in Macon High School Tournament. And it was something that just hit me. When Sam and I aren't here, most of the time Jason will fill in for us. But when we're together, Jason joins us. He has his own intro music. And we have that for a handful of people. But when we're gone and we call up and join the show, it occurred that we don't have any.
What would your entrance music be?
I would like it to be something from Quincy.
Okay.
I don't know just yet, but I'll figure it out.
You gotta work on that.
Something jazzy, maybe. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one. Right now, I would say Let the Good Times Roll, Bobby Bland and B.B. King. That live version we play from time to time. That's pretty good.
Can't go wrong with that.
But as we welcome Mr. Crenshaw in, we say good morning. Noel, tell Sam the music you chose for him. This is now going to be, Sam, your intro music.
Yeah, Sam, we got Teddy's Jam for you.
Teddy's Jam, a little guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so Teddy Riley, that's okay.
How you doing?
I'll take that.
How you doing,
yep,
man?
I'll take that. Doing all right, man, doing all right. Sun's coming up in Macon, getting ready for the fourth and final day of the GHSA State Basketball Championships. It's been quite a week.
All right, well, listen, before you dive into that, I got to tell you something that just happened up here. As we were talking about you joining the show, I showed Jason a picture from Thursday night while we were out at the Hawks game, Hawks, Indiana. It was 92.9 The Game night out there. And the picture that Noel and I sent to you of what we were enjoying up there at the Hawks game, and it was some cold pumpkin pie. And
I'm like, where did you find that? You take a picture of that somewhere?
They were serving it there for us. I went and got me a piece, and there were other folks from the station eating it. But Jason didn't know the story behind cold pumpkin pie.
And oh, man, that goes back to Motown on a cold Thanksgiving. My goodness. With the Falcons.
You would think they would have taken care of y'all on Thanksgiving a little bit better than that.
Yeah, man. Cold pumpkin pie in the press box up at Ford Field. Beautiful stadium. Great place. Place packed with people for a team that at the time was a dog. I mean, they're living in the penthouse these days, Detroit Lions are. And then on top of that, I got to sit there. And I got to serve me a Thanksgiving dinner, a little turkey. But the dessert was cold pumpkin pie. The best part of that was, at halftime entertainment, they brought Mariah Carey out. There was something that was sprayed on her. And that I said, okay. I said that kind of makes the trip worthwhile.
Is that when she wore it was almost like a basketball jersey, I thought, but it was a lion.
Something like that, but whatever it was, it came out of a spray can.
Sam Crenshaw is down in Macon, giving wonderful visuals, by the way. But I've been enjoying the pictures of you and Kyle Sandy, who will join us tomorrow, correct?
Yes, he will. I don't think he'll get any sleep tomorrow night doing his final wrap-up reports and everything on Sandy Spiel. But he has been here, and you can see how he's been attired, nattily attired, each and every day. And we got to make a Bucky's run last night after everything
was
done.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I'll be expecting that jersey when you show up tomorrow. But extra large, double extra large, because you get the jerseys big, Jason.
Yeah, no.
All right, so where do we want to start with Sam in this tournament? Because it has been something that these guys have, the anticipation has been white hot.
I do want to get into high school basketball with you, Sam, but I have to ask you, because Thursday I was at Gilmer in Ellijay, one of the most beautiful stadiums in Georgia high school football slash soccer. Really cool spot. I was up there. Love the programs that they're building up there. When was the last time you were in Gilmer?
Oh, man, it's been a while since I've been up there. But just about once, many years ago. I haven't been to the new settings, the new digs. But I've seen the pictures of it. Beautiful turf facilities, scoreboard, and everything up there. And Paul Standard, who coached at St. Pius for many years, is now coaching up at Gilmer, coaching football up there.
Girl soccer, really impressive up there. Boys had a tough night against Heritage of Ringgold. But let's get to the basketball. The one I want to ask you about is Tri-Cities in that kind of cross-town rivalry final that they had where they beat Woodward. How did that one go down?
Man, great ball game. And they could have played this one down in Gateway, right? They could have played this in Gateway down in College Park. Everybody would have showed up. Decent crowds, but they would have filled the building up for that last night. It went back and forth until Tri-Cities really pulled things away in the fourth quarter and sealed the victory. But a great contested basketball game, some close ones. So that's what we expected. And some people, and everybody knows everybody, right? The two schools are right down Main Street from each other, College Park and East Point. So you expect it to be a great basketball game. Great contest, and Tri-Cities racks up another state championship. So they brought it home to the city, as they like to call themselves.
Have you had a chance to watch some of the events? Because this is much like NBA All-Star Weekend, because you got the games going on, but they got these contests here and the three-point contest there, the mixed ones, the girls, the boys. Have you been enjoying that? And has that been the way that, I guess, the overall show? How are you feeling about that down there?
Well, that's what they've turned it into, you know, for high school basketball. And even if your team is not participating in it, you can qualify to participate in some of the three-point contests, the co-ed three-point, which is the team event, which was fun. The girls last night was great because the girl who won it was on a team that won a state championship. But she's so far down the bench, she's just a freshman. She never got into the real game. but she goes out and wins the three-point competition. She was just a freshman or sophomore on the team for River Ridge, but she wins that. And today's something very special. They're going to have the adaptive sports championship wheelchair game at Houston County against Clayton County, and that's always very special. That happens at 3:00 today, in between the Class A Division One Boys and Girls Championship and the 6A Boys and Girls Championship, plus a slam dunk contest. That's all happening today. So if people want to come down to Macon Coliseum, you're going to see great basketball and a lot of entertainment and a really good time.
Any big surprises that have stood out to you so far this week?
Some close ones, and one earlier in the week. A lot of people were watching Hebron Christian. You know, the girls' team, Jan Azar, has been a coach up there many, many years at Wesleyan and then at Hebron. But they fall to her mentee. Or someone who was her understudy for many years at Holy Innocence, you know, and Nicole Dixon. Nicole Dixon played for Jan Azar at Mount DeSales many, many years ago, was an assistant coach under her for many years at Wesleyan. Now she's the head coach over at Holy Innocence. So it was like the mentor falling to the pupil in the state championship. But a sweep for Holy Innocence. They sweep both boys and girls championships tonight. We're going to have a chance to see if Newton can do the same. They're up for the boys and girls championships, taking on Grayson and Wheeler. Those games start at 5:30. I'll be on the call for the girls game and the boys game coming up at 7:30. Jason, I want to point something out. I think about you, and you can maybe see it and see this and get the perspective on it. The cool thing about the basketball championship, yes, you got boys and girls, which we're getting girls now in football, even now with flag football, but the mixture of different, it's like a culture meeting. When you think about the metro areas around the state, and usually the inner city schools from those public schools rarely get to a football championship. They just can't get there. The talent is so diluted in those schools. if you had one less public school, maybe an Augusta school could make it.
Right.
Maybe a Savannah school or Albany school could make it, because you would combine those players. Carver Columbus has it figured out. They always make it in. But you rarely see an Atlanta City school, an Albany City school, a school from Savannah or Augusta. In basketball so far this week, we've had Maynard Jackson, Atlanta Public School. You've had Butler from Augusta. You've had Savannah High play. You've had Hardaway from Columbus. That's, to me, is the cool thing about this basketball championship. You got a little bit of everybody. You got the teams from the mountains that come down and those schools up that area. And they pack the place because the last one out turn out the lights, right?
Yep.
Everybody comes down to be a part of it. But to me, that's the cool thing about the basketball championships. Today, we're going to see one of the legendary programs, Southwest Macon, that was so dominant back in the day when I was in high school. They haven't played for a state championship since the 80s.
Wow.
Today, Southwest Macon will play for a state championship. This building is going to be slam-packed with people because you got a Macon school playing for a state championship in Macon. It's going to be an amazing moment. And the players that have played for Southwest Macon down through the years, from Jeff Malone to Norm Nixon before he married Debbie Allen, you have all these great players that have been products of this program. And Southwest Macon is back in the Georgia State Championship today. They'll be taking on Best Academy from Atlanta. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of memories floating through that building today.
I'm looking at this. I'm kind of confused with something. You know, when they're breaking down what's going on in Macon today, Saturday, they have the Class D1, then they have the slam dunk contest, and they have the Class 6A. And the two schools or the two games they have mentioned, they have Grayson Plain, number two, they have Newton, 24-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have one at 7 o'clock. It says also Newton.
Yeah, they're going for the sweep.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Okay, well, they should differentiate between the two, so I'm just saying.
You know what, though? You got Wheeler, and that means Cobb County. And you know what that means? Our boy's going to be back in the building where he exposed the bad judgment with the basketball goals many years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something else.
They're going to actually let John Bednarowski back in the building today.
He's down there?
Yes, he is.
Did they measure the rims this time?
They just need to bring a stick, Jason. They did get a 10-foot stick and just bring it and stick it underneath it. And if it touches the rim, y'all can put John back in the car and send him back up here to Cobb County.
We haven't had any issues with the rim. Is that true? Are we good?
No problem. No problems with the rims out there. But you know what, though? It is a depth perception. And I don't know if there's anything in soccer that would dictate that at all. I see a field is a field is a field, I would guess. Unless you take a soccer and they have them come and play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know the difference that would make even with that game.
You get,
Jason,
some weird ones where, like, New York City plays at Yankee Stadium or City Field, and you'll see the stands and it looks a little weird because it's not centered like you would expect. So goalkeepers have talked about that at times.
Well, that's what happens here. The perception is these schools are played in gyms where usually the sight line is about the same. The walls are there the same place. The bleachers are about the same. Here, everything is way back.
Yeah.
You know, you got a higher ceiling. And it takes some time to make that adjustment. So some teams make the adjustment, start making the three-pointers. Some don't. But that's what happens when you get to play in a big building and in some place that you're not accustomed to playing.
You keeping John Nelson out of trouble down there?
No way. Cannot do it.
No,
you know that's impossible.
I know. I was just checking.
And what's it like walking around with Kyle Sandy down there? He got to be like a rock star.
Oh, absolutely, man. Everybody knows him, and he knows the backdrop on everybody. We were riding last night. He was giving me the 411 on everybody that's going to play in the games today. He says, hey, don't forget this person. Don't forget this person. This girl on this team, she's had a podcast. And he just rattling all kind of stuff out, man. The stuff just comes out. But he's really put his life and really rolled up his sleeves and put his heart into it. So this is the culmination of it. And tomorrow we'll talk with him. Of course, he has his Sandy Spill showcase. Some of these players, because I'm surprised at some of the players who are playing here who are seniors who are not signed or committed any place. And that's really what his event is all about. It's coming up next week. And one of the players who is one of the top players on the team that won last night, who doesn't have any offers, is going to be at Sandersville Showcase, he told me, next week. So some of these players, you know, you have certain ones that have the scholarship offers that are already signed to go to the schools. They come out and they put on a big show, and you expect that. But then they're the ones, and you know what this is like. It's your chance in the spotlight, man. You go out there, you know, it's that game. And you've had several players who have done that. They step forward. Maybe the other team was putting a really tight defense, clamping down on that star player and saying, hey, I'm on this team too. Let me step up and get my team to the win. They're in the spotlight, and I'm sure some college coaches are getting a look at them.
All right, well, Sam, it's 35 after. You know what that means.
Hey, you got to go, man. Got to go. I got to go, too. I got to go, too. First game's at 11 a.m. I got to
get that Buc-ee's before you get the tip-off.
All right, man. Hey, like I said, it's extra large or double extra large. That's what I'm –
You know, all right.
I'll take. Hey, listen, I'll pay you for it. You know, I just didn't want that one with Alabama on the back. All right, listen, man. Sam, as always, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. You guys have fun down there today. Drive safely, and we will talk to you manana.
All right, man. See you then.
There you go. That's Mr. Crenshaw for you. Got his own walk-on music, too. You got to like that. You know what's next? It is Noel's World. No telling what is on her mind, but I'm looking forward to it. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, yeah, with Jason Longshore. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you pay attention when we do this segment and hear the music, you kind of get an idea where Noel is going to go as Jason Longshore sits in for Sam Crenshaw this morning, who we just heard from down there in Macon. And
I'm intrigued about where this could go.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go, but it is her time. By the way, coming up 9 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Caleb Johnson talking about this Hawks team and going around the NBA. I got a fresh casting call. There are jobs in front of the camera. We're going to talk about some stuff behind the camera, too. And I have got a question to ask Jason. I've been waiting for this show. Noel, too.
Oh,
I have a wonderful movie-type question for you that's going to come up during the casting call. So looking forward to that. But as you asked, wonder what this song means when it comes to what is going on in Noel's mind. We didn't get good morning either. See, Sam and I can't really function until she's already talked. But the first thing we need to hear her say, which we haven't heard this morning, is this.
Good morning.
That's what we wait for. Because she gets all raw with everything else, but that nice, sweet Aunt B greeting just belies what's behind it. So we look forward to that.
It's like the quiet before the storm.
That's right. Joyce Littell, shout out.
Yeah, you know, that was my show. Shout out to my girl Joyce Mattel. Soft and warm. Okay, anyway, so we opened this segment with A Quiet Storm Odie, but goodie, actually. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, because, and Jason kind of walked us to it earlier today, bringing up Lakers-Boston.
Right.
But I was thinking about the Lakers, and well, actually, I saw that HBO is going to premiere a Celtics documentary. I think it's called Celtic City, executive produced by Bill Simmons, of course.
Of course.
Boston aficionado, and at least that's his wheelhouse. And it got me thinking about Winning Time and how much I miss it. So I miss Winning Time so much.
Right.
And it made me realize I have this love-hate relationship with the Lakers. Really a thin line in sports when it comes to that love-hate relationship.
We can imagine where the love is from. Where is the hate part?
Oh, the hate part is when I got baby's first Hawks package at 12, and I went to my first Lakers game and thought I was at the Staples Center. There was so much gold and purple. There were so many 8 and 24 and 32. I was disgusted. I was like, where are we?
Mm-hmm.
We are ATLians. We are supposed to be cheering on for the Hawks no matter who's in that jersey. But that's when I realized, got my first taste of, ooh, it matters who's in that jersey.
Okay.
And so I there's still that to this day. Like people my age that grew up in that atmosphere, they are still Lakers fans right now, today. They are some of the people that are buying up those seats when the Lakers come into town. So that part of it I hate, but I hate all front runners. Y'all know this. But the history of the Lakers is so rich and is so great, and all the things that Jerry Buss was able to do and kind of able to change with his ownership of the Lakers, like that, and the merger with the ABA kind of changes the NBA and starts to shift it into overdrive into what it is now, as far as like the big players and the contracts and the eyes and even making the forum a 365 destination.
Right.
Where it shifted in the 80s, you had both sides. You had the Lakers. I mean, you had Magic and Bird.
Right, exactly.
And you had a lot of different reasons why people decided to be a Boston fan or a Lakers fan if they weren't from L.A. or Boston.
Right.
You had a lot of racial issues that came up in that.
Right.
But also you had a, you know, you had one versus two. And you got to pick. You know, people picked. And I think the Lakers, what's so interesting is you have all these different, like, touchstones of it might have been Magic that got you hooked. It might have been Kobe. It could have been Jerry West going further back. Like, mm-hmm. they've had so many icons that, yeah, there's a lot of people who are Lakers fans who have never lived in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've had so many icons, they're, like, running out of numbers to retire. Like, they're going to have to come up with a different system.
Statues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they don't have any room for any more statues or busts or portraits.
Another place that has that many statues outside their arena.
Statues? I don't think so.
No, I don't think there are.
I mean, like, the retired numbers, it's... What? It's the Lakers, it's the Celtics, and it's the Yankees.
Yankees have their area out in the outfield. Okay, that's one. So I guess that's their statues, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celtics, do they have, they just can't.
I don't know if they do statues
Yeah,
or
I think
not.
They just do the rather. I don't think there's that much space. Yeah. But like downtown Boston is so tiny, I walked it in like 30 minutes. So I don't think they have enough space for all of those statues and busts and things. Yeah, I got back to Fenway and I was like, that's it? It was like an album ending. It was like, oh, that's the end.
Yeah.
So I could see them not having the space to do like big statues and monuments. But to your point, it's just banners and numbers just mm-hmm. hanging from rafters. And yeah, I mean they whether you like them or not, and I don't for reasons. They have this grand amount
too.
They have this grand rich amount of history that you can't ignore. Like the Raiders. Like I happen to like the Raiders on the West Coast side of things. I'm not an AFL person and all that.
I don't
good
have
stuff,
anything
so.
Against the Raiders.
Right. So I get to and you know the Raiders of my generation were they just exist anyway. So I get to enjoy that past history of the Raiders without, you know, any of the extra stuff. So I get to enjoy the Autumn Wind theme song and the narration and the NFL film videos and all of that good
Who's
stuff.
Your favorite Raider?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the Snake.
Okay,
ooh.
Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, just being
good
able
call.
To, you know, stay up all night and do what you do and being able to roll into the stadium.
Except where did he go to college?
Where did he go to college?
He went to Alabama.
Ah, he's another one of Alabama quarterbacks.
Yep, went there right. I think it was just after, I think he was right after Joe Namath.
I was just about to say, the one I remember the most is Joe Namath.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Raiders.
Right out of Alabama. Back to your Raiders.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these are teams, like, I don't have any hate with the Raiders, but I could, the Raiders are another one of those franchises that's so rich with history and with moments. They got like 10 games with a name and their own documentaries, right?
I always got to think about where they are at the moment. Every time we talk Raiders, I'm like, are we talking Oakland? Are we talking L.A.?
Well,
are we talking
Vegas? Crosby just signed with them, so they made news last week because they got the
Geno Smith?
No. Yeah, they made the big trade.
Okay. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Crosby. Max Crosby signed.
Who is arguably
the best player in the league.
Yeah, but so. It's all about quarterbacks. You know that. Yes, it is. It's all about quarterbacks.
Yeah,
Don't even.
But they, you know, sometimes they can lose your Super Bowl.
No, they can lose, but you can't. No,
but
you're not winning with just
the
defense
TJ
anymore.
Watt. Mm-hmm. Or J.J. Watt, not even sniff it, because you don't have the QB.
You mean those guys that have
got to have a quarterback?
Ernie Banks Award? That's what I call it.
No more Trent Dilfer.
Barkley?
It's not going to happen.
Trent Dilfer, yeah. Shout out to Baltimore. That was
That's the last one.
That was a feat, man.
Will never happen
you
again.
You know, there's those who say that about, what you call it, Johnson from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad Johnson?
Brad Johnson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing.
He was in the upper half that year, though, in quarterbacks.
Y'all don't pull his name up on a regular basis when you think about Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
No,
but
he could throw the ball and complete passes downfield.
Yeah, he was decent.
You know, he was all right.
Yeah, he was decent. You know, he had enough to carry him. That's one of those situations where you clap it up for the GM because clearly you built a solid foundation there. The way you could plug in a Brad Johnson and go make it happen. But yeah, there's a lot of franchises that have this rich history where it can create this love-hate situation.
Polarizing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Like I like the franchise itself maybe, but maybe not the team or the owner or this player. Because there are decades of reasons why I don't like the Lakers like on court in real time. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers as a concept, you know, with Stormin Norman and Jerry Buss and all, yeah, that sounds great. Well, you look at it that way with the rose-colored glasses part. But, like, right now on the court, no, I want no parts of it. Even right now, today, with Luka and Bron, no, I want no parts of it. Hated the trade.
I don't have hate towards the Lakers. I will never like the Celtics.
Now,
I grew up here, and the Hawks-Celtics in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
that was a big rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Tree Rollins bite somebody once?
Yeah, that was the hump we had to get over.
Yeah. I mean, you had some wild moments in that rivalry.
Didn't you talk about the famous, the 87 game, him and Dominique?
That's some of Nick's best moments.
Yeah. So,
I can never like the Celtics because of that time frame. Okay. Because I grew up here, but that's why. Just like I can never, ever appreciate Tennessee football. Ever.
There's a left turn I didn't expect.
SEC country.
You want a hate list from me? They're at the top.
Not Alabama.
Ooh.
No, not even close.
Not Florida.
Not even close. Wow. Because my era of being in Athens and being at UGA was when Tennessee won like 10 years in a row.
That makes sense.
Peyton Manning, don't even talk to me about that man. Because they just killed Georgia for like a decade. I hated it.
That was me with the Yankees.
I hate that shade of orange. I hate it.
I
hate it.
I hate navy. I hate navy blue and silver together for that reason. Because I have beef with the Yankees. Because I felt like the Yankees were able to use the Braves as their own personal farm system. Basically, my entire childhood. It's like I get attached to a player and we're doing great things. We're winning pennants and he's a Yankee now. So that's how that works. Okay. So that's why I got forever beef with the Yankees and I'm growing hatred for the Dodgers.
I can support both of them.
I'm growing.
I've got some hatred with the Dodgers.
Did you hear how she...
No, it got a little ominous.
She Vincent Price that at the end there. It sort of streamed off into a... That's right, the thriller. She did it like that. Your thing for the Dodgers. Man. Okay.
That's my new imagery.
One of your favorite Braves, that's their team.
And that's why I'm growing hatred for the Dodgers.
Chipper Jones' favorite team is the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And you know, you love the Braves and Chipper.
Sure, but Chipper didn't wouldn't defect. So you can like them over there, you know, on the West Coast if you like. That's fine as long as you remember where your allegiance is and where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
That and I don't like the fact that how they're letting them defer all this extra money, this $1 billion payroll. I got issues with what's going on out there in L.A. I got issues.
Like all right, I want to ask both of y'all. Start with you, Greg. Who is your most hated team? You in any sport? They pop up, they're playing, and you're just. You
got to think about
against them.
Professional?
It can be college. Tennessee's
well,
it for me.
No, it's not college. I mean, go to Noel because I got to think about that for a second.
Who is your most hated team right now?
Hated? I don't hate nobody. Okay.
You do. Don't lie.
Actually, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's an obvious one if you take a second and think about me. Packers.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was my dad, too.
Couldn't stand the Packers.
Yeah. I get it.
Brett Favre, none of it.
Well, it's just where you grew up in Chicago.
It's a time frame thing, too, because, like, Georgia's got a bunch of rivals, but Tennessee, in my era, hate them. But if you go further back, there's going to be people who hate Auburn more. There's going to be people who hate Florida more. Like, you've got rivals, but some of it is, like, your time when you were growing up.
You weren't handed down one? In other words, there's parents who handed one down to kids.
Like
Tracy grew up, she won't even say the name of that state below Michigan. She won't even say it out loud.
It wasn't really like that with Georgia when I was really little. Like, Georgia Tech was a huge rivalry at that time, but it isn't now in the same way. Like, I don't have a hatred for Tech, but older Georgia fans do. Much older Georgia fans, Tech's a huge game to them. It's not as big of a game to me anymore because you have these others that have replaced it. Tennessee's the one that I hate. I think it's a really narrow window for Georgia fans that Tennessee's the most hated one. I'm right in the middle of that window.
All right, Noel?
For me, Packers was handed down for me because Dad was a Vikings fan, so NFC North.
Okay.
So Packers was definitely
y'all can
handed.
Unite in your hatred for the Packers.
Yes.
Plus, who the hell want to go to Green Bay? And I've been through there. You don't even want to.
Now we're getting
out
of the
city.
Not even the team.
One of the most beautiful areas in the country is near there,
but
it's Door. It's called Door County, and I'm telling you, it's just one of those gems that fell from. Like when I first went to Lake Tahoe, I was like, "Who the hell didn't tell me about this place?" Door County is like that, but Green Bay. Yeah, it smells like hot dog water as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Okay.
Especially the Bears fans.
But I'm not gonna say the Saints because that's too easy.
That's John Fricky.
No, but that can be legit.
That's too
is.
It's legit. But that's okay. That's too easy.
It's not the most hated one.
It is, but it's too easy. So I'm gonna go 49ers.
Why?
I still have that 90s hate. I still remember being in the same division.
Okay.
I have that with the 49ers. Deion is a trigger for a lot of people when he left.
I put some of that on Rankin Smith.
Yeah, no, I do too. I absolutely do.
Most of mine is Shanahan.
Okay.
I can see that.
Losing that playbook
that.
And then getting on that plane and running away is Shanahan, and they will never – I told y'all they'll never win anything, and they still haven't.
Okay.
That's right.
So when it comes to the Dodgers, her problem with Freddie Freeman is not Freddie so much. It should be management because we know.
Yeah, I don't have any beef with Dodger first baseman number 5. Okay. I don't have any beef. He still can't have his name back
like
yet.
He's like a football coach. Number 20. Hey, 22, get over here. You don't say his name no more. All right, we got to get out of here. Coming up 9 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Tim Scarborough. Listen, we got a conga line because this is I keep forgetting we're not done at 10. We're done at 11.
You're all out of whack.
All right.
You didn't get your Buc-ee's this morning. You're all out of whack.
We got to get in. Anyway, we got Caleb Johnson coming up next here. And also going to talk a little bit about who we saw at the game on Thursday night. Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.